This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. The prohibition of Haitza'ah on Shabbos involves two Torah prohibitions, taking something out and bringing something in, and another two rabbinic prohibitions, if only some of the above actions are performed, for the person standing inside, Ushtayim Shehin Arba Bachutz, and two Torah prohibitions and another two rabbinic prohibitions for the person standing outside, Keitzad, how so, Ha'ani Oymed Bachutz Ubalabais Bifnim. If a poor person stands outside the door and the homeowner stands inside, Poshat Ha'anias Yode Lifnim, Vinasan Latoich Yode Shabal Habayas, and the poor person reaches in and places something in the hand of the homeowner, O Shenotal Mitaychai Vahaitzi, or takes something from his hand and brings it out, He'oni chayiv u'balabayis pater. The poor person violates a Torah prohibition, but the homeowner is exempt, since the poor person did all three actions, the lifting it up, the bringing it out, and the putting it down, which is called akira haitzah v'anocha, and the homeowner did none. Poshat balabayis es yodei lachutz, v'nosan l'toich yodei shel oni. If the homeowner reaches out and places something in the hand of the poor person, or takes something from his hand and brings it in, the homeowner violated a Torah prohibition, but the poor person is exempt. Poshat he'oni es yodei lifnim, V'natal bal habayis mitaycho. If the poor person reached in and the homeowner took something from his hand, O shenasan l'taycho v'haytzi, or placed something in the poor person's hand and the poor person then took it out, shnehen pituin, both of them violated a rabbinic prohibition. Poshat bal habayis es yodei lachutz v'notol ha'ani mitaycho. If the homeowner reached his hand out and the poor person took something from his hand, oishenosan l'taycho v'hichnis, or put something in the homeowner's hand and the homeowner then brought it in, shenehem pituin. Both of them violated a rabbinic prohibition, since together they did all the actions involved in Haitzah. And that's the end of Mishnah Aleph.
Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein tzaylin basar batzel ubeya. Meat, onions, and eggs may not be placed over a fire before Shabbos. Elekidei shiyitzaylu mebayd yayim. Unless they will be roasted a third of the way before Shabbos begins, which is enough to be edible. Ein neisnin pas lataner im chashecha. Dough may not be placed in the oven before Shabbos. Velo charara agabe gecholim. Nor upon coals just before the Shabbos. Ele kidei sheyikrimu foneho mebaydiyim. Unless it has enough time for both sides of the crust to turn brown before Shabbos begins. Reb Eliezer Oimer, Kedei She Yikroim HaTachtoin Shalah. Reb Eliezer said that it is enough for the side touching the oven to turn brown. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishal Shalin, Esa Pesach, Batanur im chashecha. The korban pesach may be lowered into the oven to roast even immediately before Shabbos. since the people who gather to eat the Korban Pesach together will remind one another not to poke the coals. Umachizin es ha'or b'meduras beis ha'maykad. Similarly, fires may be lit in the beis ha'migdosh to keep the kohanim warm even immediately before Shabbos, since the kohanim will be careful not to poke the fire on Shabbos. Ubegevulin kedei she'yechoyz ha'or beruban. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the fires must be lit with enough time before Shabbos to ignite most of the wood. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bepechamin kol shehu. Rabbi Yehuda said that one may light coals just before Shabbos, since they burn well, and he will not need to poke them. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mesechtes Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Lo yeshiv adam lifnei hasaper samach lamincha. One may not sit down to get a haircut within half an hour before mincha time, ad sheyispalel, unless he first davens. Lo yekanes adam lamirchatz, nor may he enter a bathhouse. Velo laborsaki, nor to start tanning leather. Velo laechol, nor start eating, velo ladin, nor start judging a court case, since these things might get dragged out and he will forget to daven. The imhis chilui ein mafsikin. If he started without first davening, he need not stop right away, provided that there is still time left afterwards to daven. Mafsikin likreis krishma. A person who devotes all his time to Torah study must stop learning in order to say Shema, ve'ein mavsikin letvila, but not in order to daven, since he is entirely devoted to Torah study. He is exempt from davening, which is rabbinic, but not from Shema, which is from the Torah. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtes Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, lo yeitze hachayit v'machtei samach lachashecha. A tailor may not go outside on Erev Shabbos before evening with a needle stuck into his clothing. Shema yishkach vayetze, since he might forget about it and continue carrying it outside on Shabbos. Velo halavlor bekumasai. The same is true of a scribe carrying a quill behind his ear. Velo yifale eskelov. One may not pull lice out of his clothes, velo yikra l'or haner, nor read by candlelight on Shabbos, since he might accidentally come to tilt the candle to improve its light. Be'emes amru hachazon, roa heichen hatinoikos kairim. However, a teacher may supervise children as they read. He will not come to tilt the candle, since he only has to glance at their books, and they will not come to tilt it either, since they are scared of their teacher. Aval hu lo yikra, but he may not read with them. Ki yaitse bai, a similar rabbinic precaution against Torah prohibition. Lo yoichal hazov im hazava, a zav who may not eat together with a zava. Mipnei hergal aveira, since he might come to have relations with her, and a zava is forbidden like a nida. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. The elu min ha'halachos she'amru ba'alias Chananya ben Chizkiyo ben Gorion kisha'alu lebakroi. When the sages went to visit Chananya ben Chizkiyo ben Gurion in his attic, they voted to decide several halachic issues. Nimnu v'rabu beishamai al beis Hillel. The students of beishamai outnumbered those of beis Hillel. Ushmoina osir dvorim gazu bo bayayim. And they instituted on that day 18 rabbinic enactments. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalid. Masechtes Shabbos, Perik Aleph Mishnah He, Beishamai Oimrim, Ein Shoyrin Di Oi, Beishamai said that one may not soak dyes to make ink, Vesamimonim nor paint, Vekarshinim nor may he soak animal food in water to soften it, Elakidei Shoyru Mibayim, unless the process will be completed before Shabbos starts. Beis Shammai hold that just as a person must rest on Shabbos, so too must his utensils. Therefore, one may not start a melacha before Shabbos, which the utensils will then complete on their own on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel permits starting it before Shabbos and letting it finish on its own on Shabbos. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Beishamai Oimrim, Ein Noisnin Unen Shel Pishtin L'Toich HaTaner. Beishamai said that bundles of flax may not be placed in an oven to be whitened by the heat, Ela Kedei Sheyavilu Meba'od Yom, unless it can be completed before Shabbos, V'loy es hatzemer layoira, nor may he place wool in a vat of dye, ela kedei sheyikloit ho'ayin, unless it can absorb the dye before Shabbos, u'beis hillel matirin, beis hillel permit it, beis shamai oimrim, ein porsin mitzudais chaya v'oifais v'dogim, Beis Shammai said, traps may not be set to catch animals, or birds, or fish, Ela kedei sheyitzaidu mebaydiyayim, unless they are likely to be caught before Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel permits starting all these things before Shabbos, and letting them finish on their own on Shabbos. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Meichrin LaNochri. Beis Shammai said that one may not sell things to a goy, Ve'ein Toyanin Imoy, nor may you help him put a load on his donkey, Ve'ein Magbiyin Olav, nor may you put it on his back, Ela Kedei Sheyagia L'Makom Korov, unless he has enough time to reach his destination before Shabbos. Otherwise, it seems as if the Yid is sending him to carry for him on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel permits it, provided that the guy leaves the Jew's house before Shabbos. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Noisnin Oyois La'abdon. Beis Shammai said that one may not give animal skins to a goyisher tanner, Velo Kalim L'Koyves Nachri, nor clothing to a cleaner, Ela Kedei Sheye Asu Mebaid Yaim, unless he has enough time to finish the task before Shabbos. Ubekulon Beis Hillel matirin im hashemesh. Beis Hillel permits giving these things to the guy, even if it's just before sunset. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Nehagin haya beis Abba, Shaya noisnin kli lavan l'kayvis nachri, Shloisha yamim kaidim la Shabbos. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said that in his father's home, they would follow Beis Shammai's opinion and give white clothing to a goyisha cleaner 3 days before Shabbos, since white clothing take longer to clean. Vishavin elu vo elu. Even Beis Shammai agrees that if it is only a rabbinic prohibition, it may be begun before Shabbos and allowed to continue on Shabbos, and therefore the Mishnah says, Shetoyanin Kairais Beis Habad V'Igulei Hagas. Therefore, all would agree that once grapes or olives have been crushed, and it is now only a rabbinic prohibition to squeeze the rest, they may be placed under a weight before Shabbos to allow their juice or oil to be squeezed out on Shabbos. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.